he wished them good luck. Just before 1300, the platoon assembled in the woods behind the MLR. Peacock looked to Christensen like a frightened rabbit. He had no special orders to give, offered no clarification about a plan. He just announced, "All right, men, let's move out." The platoon moved to the extreme right flank of the battalion, along the railroad tracks. It moved through D Company's position and began advancing toward the Germans, the tracks to the right, the woods to the left. It proceeded slowly, moving in column, stopping frequently. Some 200 meters beyond the MLR, Peacock called the NCOs forward. He gave his orders. Each squad would form a column of twos abreast of one another, send out two scouts on point, proceed into the woods until contact was made. The platoon plunged into the woods. Immediately, the columns lost touch with each other. The squads lost touch with their scouts. The snow was soft, not crunchy, and the silence complete. It was broken by a short burst from a German machine gun. Private John Julian, a scout for 2nd Squad, was hit in the neck, and Private James Welling, scouting for 3rd Squad, was also hit. The machine gunners from Easy set up their weapons and prepared to return fire. Private Robert Burr Smith of 1st Squad opened up with a long burst in the direction of the German firebase. When he paused, the Germans let loose another burst of their own. Christensen shouted for Martin. No answer. For Randleman. No answer. For Peacock. No answer. Only more German fire. The 1st Platoon's being decimated, Christensen thought. He shouted again. Bull Randleman came through the woods to answer. "Have you seen Martin or Peacock?" Randleman had not. Another burst of machine gun fire cut through the trees. "We have got to make a move," Randleman said. He joined Chris in calling for Martin. No answer. "Let's get the hell out of here," Chris suggested. Bull agreed. They called out the orders to their men and fell back to the railroad. There they met Martin, Peacock, and the remainder of the platoon. The patrol had not been a great success. 1st Platoon had uncovered the German MLR and discovered that the German OPs were thinly manned and stretched out. But it had lost one man, killed, Julian, and one wounded, and failed to bring in a prisoner. It spent the night shivering in the foxholes, eating cold beans and fritters, wondering if the weather would ever clear so that the 101st could be resupplied by air. The next couple of days were about the same. Easy sent out patrols, the Germans sent out patrols, occasional mortar attacks, sporadic machine gun fire.